start very basic, if you don't mind. So, just regards to the nakuda, it's really which in Niti Mivara and the Sugya Abishal, after all of the Gemara which we have, the reality is it's not a lot. Even in Siman Shin Yuches, which is the Siman of the Hilchos Bishul, it's 19 Sefim. The first two Sefim are about. The first two Sefim are about Maaseh Shabbos, which is Chal Nat Bishul, so these are 17. About five of the Sefim are really Hilchos Shehiyah and those type of issues. So we're back to, says about 12 Sefim. And then the 12 Sefim, you know, it basically boils, excuse the pun, it boils down to a few issues. Come on, it wasn't bad. right? We have to define the Dovra HaMizbashel, what it means is something should be cooked. So that's relevant to something called the shear of heating up the Yasaletis bow, Michael Ben Jerusoy. The second step of that child is a Yesh Bishal Acher Bishal, which that's really it's been cooked part to Michael Ben Jerusoy from there till being fully cooked, what's its status? It's cooked fully, but it's heated, it's cooled down, what's its status? But that's all that. Then the next step of that process is it's been fully cooked. But in what type of cooking? What about now? I change it. I go from Bishul to Afiyah, from Afiyah to Bishul. I go from Bishul to Tzli, Tzli to Bishul. So those are all stages of Hadraga, the Mimbar. What is the definition of cooking something? And then we discuss the what are the kalim which we use to cook. So it's the difference between Alaish, not Alaish, Klibishin, Klisheni, Iri Klibishin, Iri Klisheni, Klishlishi, etc. So we introduce, so that's the second stage. We introduce in regards to the items which are nisbashel, there's a difference between a lach and a yovesh, and we have to define lach and yovesh. So there's a sif which deals with the definition of lach and the different definition of yovesh. And then, all the way to the end of the simon, it introduces, the last two sifim introduce two other issues. One is that you can do a process of bishul, things which are makar, one of the points it introduces is things which are makar bishul. So everything is a place. You have your keli, you have your ash, you have everything which we described is mavashul. You have your item which is cooking and being mavashul. And I'm hastening the bishul process. What's that status? So that's an unikud which we haven't discussed until now. So that's if you ask, that's the din of hagasa. And v'hami stoyef, anything which is a halacha equates to hagasa. And then the last sif deals with this idea that maybe there's a new way to mevashel with davar gush. So it's I can use the davar gush to mevashel, which really is an extension of what are the things which have a kayach bishul. So we're introducing that idea. So bottom line, I'm dealing with a lot of different protim in defining what it means that something is cooked. And what it means, I'm doing the process which the halacha describes as the act of bishul. What are the definitions of that? That's the whole sugya. Right? Yeah, which, okay, now we did it, took us 5 minutes, we've discussed all of bishul, and we're done with it. Right? The tendency of halacha is to make things, like we pointed out multiple times, it doesn't say klolim, it says protim, and you have to work out the klolim backwards. So that's the first point. If you put it in a framework, I think it's easier to follow what's happening. There are some derabbanans along the way. There's Xeris, the Connecticut of Madura, different things like that. But the Iker dealing with the Malechas Bishul, the Raisa issues, it's pretty clear. Okay. Point number one. So that's, I think, important. If you have a framework, it's easier to understand things, put them within the framework, and remember them, etc. So you have to keep asking yourself, what are we dealing with over here? Are we dealing with what is the act of bishul? Are we dealing with what it means that what types of things are being cooked, etc.? Okay. Aleph. Beis, within that context, we are fairly familiar with the definition of Bishul when it comes to the Davar Yavesh. So Davar Yavesh, we define Bishul is you're cooking it, you're taking it, the using heat, it transforms it, it changes it, even if something which is edible raw, but by changing with the heat, that's considered Bishul. And something which is not raw, which is not edible raw, for sure, there's the process which makes it edible through cooking it, so that's very easy. A davar lach, when we're dealing with something other than, let's say, water, so also I'm making a soup. It's a lach, right? But definitely there's a change in the soup. It starts out as water and it absorbs the flavors. There's definitely a change that takes place through the process of cooking it. And then you have some things which are maybe somewhere between a lach and a yavish. Water is a fascinating. The first Mishnah does differentiate the guy, puts water as his own category. Now there, we're not dealing with Bishul, we're dealing with Shehiyah or Hatmana according to Rashi. We're dealing with a different Shehiyah, Chazara, Hatmana. We're not dealing with Bishul. But the question is, that regards to water, is water dealt with differently? Because water, we say the definition of Bishul is it reaches Yatzel Edesbo. The Beis Yosef has a long, not long, but he has an arichas. A long arichas would be redundancy, but he has an arichas to prove that the definition of an halacha b'reseach is Yatzel Edesbo. And something which is Yatzel Edesbo, you take him in Yatzel Edesbo to being beyond Yatzel Edesbo, as far as he's concerned, that goes into the rules of Bishul HaBishul, and that's insignificant. Definition is Yatzel Edesbo. Which is very, there's an element of chiddush in it, because we know that let's say for argument's sake you say that Yatzel Edesbo is, there's a shadow definition of Yatzel Edesbo, and Moshe suggested a tshuva that since it's a sophic, you always have to be machmer misophic, so sometimes it's the gale kula, it's the gale gumra. We paskin just to clarify that point, I'm not getting all the halacha l'maisa, but just to clarify that point, what does he mean? Does he mean like this? So we paskin Ashkenazim mikir din ein bishul achar bishul. That's the shita of Rambam and Sifta Tesvav, that Ashkenazim mikir din ein bishul achar bishul. Okay, so therefore a davar lach which has been cooked, once it's been cooked, even though it's in stanning, the gamri reheating it is not the rice. It's not mutter, it's also been rabbanon. But in the case there wasn't nistan on the gamri, it's mutter. So how do we define that a davar lach was nisbashel? It reached out to let us. So let's talk about water. So it reaches Yatzel Edesbo. So now it's cooked, even though it's nistan and it's not nistan on the gamri. So you can reheat it. What's called not nistan on the gamri? The people who want something warm, we still consider this warm and being a hanner from it. Okay. So what is that range? So Rashi says the range is between it reaches between 120 to one. He writes one place 160. One place writes 170. Okay. So I know the first time I heat it to 150. So I can't tell you Rivados, it reached Yatzel Edesbo. So now heating it a second time might be a shalom bishul because it wasn't fully cooked yet the first time. Okay. Now I say some other round. The first time it reached 170, it's definitely cooked. I want to know, it wasn't cooked at all yet. I'm sorry. I want to put it, it's going to reach 120. So I have to mark, or maybe that's considered, I'm heating it to Yatzel Edesbo. So that's the game. Even more than that, I'm not allowed to put it in a place to warm where it could reach Yatzel Edesbo, even though I intend to remove it before it reaches Yatzel Edesbo. So if it reached 120, so I can't put it there to reach, I can't put it in such a place, even though my intention is to take it out before it reaches 120, because maybe, which is, it might reach 120, and that's already in the Siddur Isa, so I have to be machmer, not to let myself be in a situation where I might come to forget and by mistake leave it there. So now, once the lead, 120 does not sound very hot to us. When we picture the water boils at 212, it doesn't sound very hot. So I just want to clarify that point, just in the Metzius. Now, we think of body temperature. We think of 98.6 as body temperature. That's correct. That's the internal body temperature. Your surface temperature of your hand is about 70 degrees, which is why you walk into a room which is about 70 degrees, you don't feel hot. You walk in a room which is 80 degrees, it feels hot. Well, and I mean, why is it hot? It's 18 degrees cooler than I am. Why does it feel hot? Because your hands is it your the surface temperature of your skin is about 70. So if you figure that something is 50 degrees hotter than the surface temperature of your hand, it's going to feel very hot. So Yatzel Lettuce Bo at 120 is not like off the charts. It makes a lot of sense. Akane Kacher Shlomo Zalman brings the Shresh Tabas Hilchos brings a shita which suggests that the shear of Yatzel Lettuce Bo is anything hotter than Chamimus Haroik. Chamimus Haroik is body temperature. When Roik comes out, it's body temperature. It's coming outside your body. So it's body temperature. So anything hotter than that is considered Yatzel Lettuce Bo. See, that's pretty strange. He says, well, maybe it doesn't mean, Shlomo Zalman says, it doesn't mean of a person, it means of any normal animal, etc. And some animals have higher temperatures, but you go beyond that temperature, that's about, it comes out about 113, is the shear, which he's cautious for Yatzel Lettuce Bo. What? Now, you want to tell you about the idea of
this?
Scalding, right. So, Aleph. Okay, but so we said that by Mayim, the shear Bishul is Yatzel Lettuce Bo. Whereas by a Dover Yavesh, the shear is Machu Ben Drusoy. So Michael Ben Rasoy is a shear in what you've accomplished. You've accomplished that it's edible now. It went from being inedible to being edible. Not fully edible. Most people would not necessarily want to eat it, but Al Shas Tzadchak, you could eat it. Ben Rasoy used to eat his food like that because he was a listim and he didn't have time to stick around, so he used to eat it like that. But the point is, you've actually changed the item. So by Mayim, the point of Yatzel Lettuce Bo is something else. The point of Yatzel Lettuce Bo is that by water, you're not changing the water. That's not the point of change. The point is you want hot water as opposed to warm water or cold water. So when you get to that temperature, people consider that hot water. Right? So, you've accomplished that you've heated it. So, the dinner in Bishlach HaBishlach by Mayim is a trend. It's Kiddush. So in Bishlach HaBishlach by Dabar Yavish, is very, the Shulchan Aruch agrees to that. If you cook it fully, so what are you cooking it in? You're heating it. That's not Bishul. Bishul is that you're transforming it through heat. I'm making a soup. I transformed it. So the Mechaber holds it. Yes, Bishlach HaBishlach by Dabar Lach. Ramos is the same Bishlach HaBishlach by Dabar Lach. I take my soup and I make a soup and I change it from being water with some things floating around it to have it. It's come soup. It's Maruk. It's bracha changes. Right? It's a new thing. So now it cools down. It's not soup anymore. It's still soup. It's cold soup as opposed to hot soup. I prefer my soup cold. Right? So I'm strange. No, there's people who eat cold soup. There are certain soups you eat cold. You know what? Most people prefer hot soup. Okay, fine. That's a preference issue. So the ambition, lack of ambition. By water, the only Mila is the heat. The heat's gone. Oh, no, Bishul HaBishul. Water was cooked already. So there's a tremendous kiddush in the Bishul HaBishul by water. And there are some. The Rabbi Yom Zilber in his Bris Ha'Elim wants to be Mekadosh by water. You don't say Bishul HaBishul. Okay, he's a Yachid in that. So the Minigas, the Paiskim is not like that. So when you look at water, so he has two kiddushim. One is the sugya of Mishnah Bishul. The second sugya is when it reaches the Yatzel Lettuce Bo. Says most people don't want Yatzel Lettuce Bo. They want boiling. I'm making my coffee. You set the temperature at 190. You don't want 212 because that's very very hot and it boils out, etc. One Shabbos that the urn that we have goes to 214. Okay, whatever that means. So somebody set up for Shabbos and set it to 214. So came Shabbos morning and we had no water. Like that wasn't very helpful. Right? So you don't set it for that. But anyway, people like to drink it. Even if you add a lot of milk, it takes a long time to cool off at 212. Right? So if you boil your water and then you add a lot of milk, you have to do that. You set it 190. The standard temperature at instant hot is 190, which means that I'm sure they did their research and they figured that most people like the temperature of their water at 190. 190. It's not boiling furiously. It's just beginning to make a lot of the bubbles are getting very big. big. How do I know? I watch my immersion heater kashering on my Pesach thing, and you see what it does as it gets to different temperatures. You put a thermometer in, right, and you watch it. So by 190, it's making nice big bubbles. It's not really, it's not a rolling boil. Rolling boil starts about 208, 209. You get a rolling boil.
138.
What?
138.
At an hour later than you wanted it to happen, or whatever it was. Yeah, that's the way you say it. So he argues that taking water from Yatzeletis boat to actually being Mala Resichus would be considered bishul. By water, specifically. In Priselim and Hilchos Bishul. Now, I want to point out that that's not an extraordinary Kiddush, but the pashas of all the Poskim is that we assume the shear is Yatzeletis bow, and that's the bishul by mine. So what's interesting is the next step I want to get to is Yad Nichbas bow. So, Frank mentioned the din of Yad Nichbas bow. So Mishnah Brura brings a chayodim. It's actually a chachmas adam. Chachmas adam, same mechaber, but in the chayodim wrote a sefer chayodim, and he wrote his more arichas than the kudas, but he wrote on the bottom, he called Nishmasad. He wrote a sefer Chochmasad, which is the Yerodeya Sugyas, and in that he wrote a sefer Bina Sadam. Chochman Bina. So in the Bina Sadam, he talks about it's again the Hilchos Yisra Hatter. You have to, you know, that's where it plays out, the Sugyas of Pre Rishon, Klisheni, etc. So if you look in Yerodeya, you will find the those halachas come up in Simon Samaches, in Yerodeya, which is actually the place where you want to find your arichas of in Mavar, the sugyas of different types of bishul, levels of bishul, is a long prima gadin, a very important prima gadin in Simon Samaches, in the Simon Samaches. He goes through Kli Rishon Ala Eish, Kli Rishon Shloi Ala Eish, Iri Kli Rishon Klisheni, and Iri Klisheni. So at the end of Simon Samaches. The guy that is in Simon Sadi Bey's in Bosor Becholov, and it comes up in Kufay. So there, the Chochmas Sodom is Mechadish, that even though there's a difference between Yad Tzeletis Bo and Yad Yichmas Bo, the Klisheni, Yad Tzeletis Bo is not Mavashal, Klisheni is not Mavashal, but it's only if it's Yad Tzeletis Bo. If it's Yad Nichmas Bo, even a Klisheni is Mavashal. Okay? See, he builds it based on a Yerushalmi, based on a Rambam, and based on a Tur. So the Yerushalmi, there's Yerushalmi, which Ron quotes, others quote, we mentioned it last time, that the Yerushalmi, simple reading the Yerushalmi holds Bishul D'Oraisa as only Kli Rishon Ala Eish. And everything after that is the Rabbonim. That's the Bina Sadam learns the Yerushalmi a little bit differently, so avoid that. That's close to involving Yerushalmi at that point. And in his Mahalach, it comes out that Klisheni even Yad Nichbas Bo is Mavash. What's the temper of Yad Nichbas Bo? You know, with the you know, it says now is what it does. 120 scold you? It probably does. Do I know for sure? I don't, because they're putting it there as because of legal issues to prevent themselves from getting sued. I told you 120 scold you. So if you're that much sugar, gets scolded 120, wasn't my fault. You know, even though most people don't. You know, we built it based on the Rambam. The Rambam actually is in Hilchos Maestros, and the issue over there is that there are certain things which are kaveil maestros. One thing which is kaveil maestros is by wine, if you're moisik it. You're moisik with common, so that it's kaveil maestros, and now you can't drink it derech haroi. So there's a difference in a klibishin of klisheni. The Rambam seems to indicate that if it's a davar cham, if it's very cham, even a klisheni would have the din of kviyah of the maestros, and he builds in that the tiniyad of minchas bayim. The third raya is from the tour, which is the sugya over here of Ambati, which I know the Rambam got to Ambati yet, but it seems to be from the Gemara Menbeis that an Ambati, because it's extremely hot, even to klisheni could be mavash. Right, so that's as I stated in the Torah, that the Torah is introducing this idea that there's a klisheni which can get heated, superheated to a point where even though it's a klisheni, it can be mavash. The Shabura halacha lemaisa is kosh, brings down the chayotim and is kosh for the chayotim. The third raya is going to be very difficult because the makor for the lashon of the Torah really is a Rashba, and the Rashba says behedya that klisheni is not mavashal doesn't make in a different place it seems not make a difference. So what's the chilik? The chilik is when you're talking about water, you're talking about other foods. Water, which the whole mila is being heated, so a klisheni which can heat accomplishes the same thing as a klisheni which can heat. So ambati, which you're dealing with the heating of water, and that's the only thing you're dealing with in ambati, right? Well, the more introduced the idea of warming up shem in ambati, but okay, in general, the point of ambati is heating up water. So yes, if in an ambati you can heat the water in a klisheni, because all it is heat. So the Torah Shaitan the Rash, but yes, that a klisheni can accomplish that for hot water, not for anything else. So now, so I want to handle. I have a very hot cup. My urine is set to 190. I take it out, put it in my styrofoam cup, so it doesn't cool it off. That's my klisheni. And I say, wow, you know, it's still. I get a hetter from the rabbi to put a thermometer in there. You know, and it's still it's 185, right? So. You can't put anything in, you know, get makra, etc. I can't add water to it. Cold water from the tap. You know, this is really hot. I want to add some cold water and cool it off. I said, well, yeah, you know, that's a problem because it's a cliche. I want to add some spices in there, tablinum, which we all make sure then you can make it on tablinum into cliche. Even if, you know, they're not considered kali bishul. Yeah, but that's by stomach pishav. This is a pishav which is yad nifas boy. Now mukher, the mishabur lemaisa is kosher for the chayotim, and he says you should be machmer over there. But the pashtus of it's a whole davar who that the first person who introduced yad nifas boy was the chayotim. It's not mentioned in the Mechaber at all. It's not mentioned in the Magen Avraham and the Taz. Nobody.
In the case of the Gemara of Amos, you know, being machmer shachan.
What? Well, so the case of Ambati in the Shemin, a little more complicated case. But your point is a good point. It's a case of Chamei Tiberia. The question is, Chamei Tiberia is only also Gzeira Otsu Chamei Ha'or.
So, even though it's heated, it's more.
Right. So there definitely are that chumrah of the chayodim by water you should be machmer, and by other things there are places which are maker.
That's
Rashi says, yeah. Later on the Rashi puts out, because later on the more the mice of Rebbe was after the Xeris Merchot Sol, so it couldn't have been in a regular Merchot, so it had to be in a they were not even after the Merchot Sol. They didn't ask the Chamei Tiberia. So it had to be a Chamei Tiberia. Right? Okay. Did Elam learn that case already? The case, right? So, next Ha'ora, just on that case. So Rashi, the klisheni, Shitanu ma'at is klisha enu mavashu. So Rashi, the hacham bati shakam and nimshachin lo amin amayin choshu lo keklish rishin shenir tzuchubay shabish heviroi me'al ha'or mevashu. So now come on, helfis akdera shevir merusachin lo yitin l'sachat tafun. So how do you learn? What's Rashi trying to explain? Right? So we're calling the Ambati Kli Rishon. Right? So you have to take it out of the Kli Rishon and put it in a Kli Sheni. How's Ambati Kli Rishon? So the Ambati of Americas was a Kli Rishon. How was that? They built it in such a way that there was a fire underneath, and the Ambati, which the people would immerse themselves in, what was directly above the fire. So that's a clear issue. But over here the case was Chametaria, and they would take Chametaria, they would run some type of a pipe or something of that sort, some type of a trench, dig something, and they bring it to this place, and then give you, and then now you would use the Ambati as that you're immersing yourself. So Rashi says, so where's the Kli Rishon? The Kamei Tiberia is the Kli Rishon, but you moved it from the Kamei Tiberia into this new place. So why isn't the Bati himself the Kli Sheni? So Rashi says no, that the way you bring the water to the Ambati is that it flows from the Mayan to the Ambati. It's considered a Kli Rishon. It has the same equivalent status as the Kli Rishon which you heated it in. It's not on the heat source. Well, the same Kli Rishon, Shavir Meal Or, it's still called a Kli Rishon, and it's Mavashu. So the same thing over here, it's considered like that. Now, there seems to be a deal on how to learn this Rashi. Was the attachment to the Kamei Tiberia taking place while they were using it? Or what they did was, they ran it to here, they filled it, and then they closed the intake valve. Right? So possibly Rashi gets involved in that din of Shavir Me'al Or Mevashel. The point, Pasha, is it's no longer attached. So if that's the point, means what's its status when it's still attached? What? Well, let's say. So now what's this? So I have my water heating in my hot water heater, and so that's the Kli Rishon. I turn on the faucet, so the water runs through the pipes from the hot water heater into my sink, and it goes into my cup. So while it's attached, what's the status of the water in the cup? So I could argue that's not Kli Rishon. Kli Rishon, the walls, because it says the walls are heating it, because the walls itself have been heated by the fire, and the walls are heating the water. Besides the fire heating it, the walls are heating it. Kli Sheni, the walls are themselves are cool, and they're cooling it. So my cup, the walls was not heated on the fire. Or do you argue that that's only relevant when you take it off of the fire? They said, well, why still consider Kli Rishon? Well, because the walls have heat to them, so Kli Rishon is mavashel even not on the fire. But as long as it's on the fire, the walls are irrelevant. One second. So I have the water in the hot water heater. It's going through the pipes. That's all still connected to the fire. The water which is there is being heated from the fire. As it comes out and goes into my cup, that's attached. It's still attached. So when it goes into my cup, that water is water from a Kli Rishon. Now when I turn it off, it's a Kli Rishon, not a Leish anymore. So the Chazon Ish holds that the status of the water in the cup is considered, if you take water from a, so he holds, if you take water from a samovar, that water in the cup is not considered Kli Sheni. Because if samovar has a heat source in it, it has an electric thing heating it. So that water that's coming out is attached back to the heat source, so it doesn't, while it's going into the cup, it doesn't have the advantage of Kishani cooling it.
He brings the raya from Bati, or he just lines the svar like from Tyson?
He learns it in Swarta. The Diak and Rashi is not the thing. I'm pointing out the Diak and Rashi you can learn two ways in the Rashi. I think Mr. Carell sells it too, if I remember correctly. Am I making sense over here? Let me, I want to explain the Lom the Shiboy and the Diak and the Rashi. The Maisa, Vinegar Alim is not like this. Vinegar Alim is not like this, but you understand the people which are machmer on it, that they use a kli shlishi for kavlinim, etc. This is where it comes from. Okay? Alright, that's one of the reasons why it comes from. The normal case of I have a blend. I leave my teapot, I have a big teapot which I leave with water on the blend. I make sure it's not too hot, it shouldn't boil out. And I come out this morning, I have this nice big container with, two or three quarts of water in it. I pick it up off of the fire, off of the blech. The blech is in a halach. Pick it up off of the fire. I pour it into my cup. See, the kli rishon is not an ish anymore. It pours out into the cup. So we say that the walls of the cup cool it off. That's considered a kli sheni. That's the definition of kli sheni according to this. Now I have a kli sheni. So what are you allowed to put into a kli sheni? So can I put into coffee into a kli sheni? Is the coffee usually it's cooked beforehand? So even though we're machmer that I don't allow the yeshus like a bishul, we're not machmer the chumra of the yeshus like a bishul and the chumra of the kli sheni is mavash a kali bishul in the same thing. So I can put my instant coffee into my klisheni. I want to put tea bags into my klisheni. Use the mishabura tea bags are near kali bishul. Use a klisheni. Right? The Rosh says, make we spoke last time. Tea bags and klisheni. There's no dinner. There's no form of kali bishul. Right? Chazisha doesn't make sense then. Fine. But putting instant coffee into a klisheni, it's a bushel beforehand. Now the shari tshuva. The Shari Tshuva brings a Qumra that even though the Dabri Yavesh and Vishal Kavishal, for sure it's put to the Kavishal, it's something which immediately, as soon as you put it into the water, it transforms into a liquid, we should not always give it to Lach. Okay, it's a Lach. You know, Kavishal is not Mabashal, only Kalibishal. This is better than the Dabri, this is already cooked before him. So I want to put milk into my coffee. Milk is pasteurized. Pasteurized is the temperature of Bishal. So I can put milk into my coffee, I can put instant coffee in my coffee, sugar is cooked also, I can put everything into the coffee in a cliche, and make it ready.
The same phenomenon is going to happen.
If you make it from certain types of instant coffee are made from raw coffee, which has not been cooked. So what's the status of putting raw coffee in? So the Mishabura holds, even though there's a clear sif, it's a gemara, and there's a clear sif that tavlinim, things which are made for spicing things, they're not, you don't eat them by etzim, they're made for spicing things. There's no dinner bishul klisheni, and there's no dinner kali bishul on them. That's only when they're like larger pieces. When you grind them up into very small pieces, because they're so small, so the heat of the klisheni can overwhelm it. And your question for kali bishul by very very fine things. So that's the way the Mr. Moore seems introduced like that, etc. There's some Mazalman in the question, but we actually was not questions for that. If something is a bad sim, is a tablet bad sim, doesn't have a craft. If you say that doesn't build a kali bishul, grinding up small doesn't make a difference either. So making instant coffee in the cliche, if it's been cooked, if it's instant coffee, if you get your ShopRite brand, right, so it's definitely been cooked beforehand. You get your fancy upper end stuff, some of them are raw. Okay, so maybe you have to mark when I have to use a cliche. Okay, but a cliche is fine. So why are some people mark when they use a cliche? So somebody asked me, I'm not going to cliche. Right. Why cliche? So I said, listen, you didn't see me. You didn't see me. Klisheni is mut. Right? You ask me klisheni, I'll tell you klisheni is mut. Comes the Chazon Ish says that din, that the walls of the klisheni cool it, and therefore, as you pour it from the klisheni, the immediately it's considered now a whole new ball game. That's only if you're, my example I gave you, took it off of the fire, and you're pouring it into the klisheni. So the only thing which is heating it is the walls of the klisheni, because the fire is not there anymore. So you say, well, the klisheni has a kayak of bishop because its walls heat it. Well, against that, now you pour the klisheni where the walls are cooling it. It's not a klisheni. It says, well, let's say you're going to pour it from Al-H. So even though it's going to the klisheni, which the walls are trying to cool it, there's actual fire which is heating that water. It's connected back to the fire. There's lo nisaka kiluah. So it's connected back to the fire. And the fire is saying, ha ha walls, I'm more powerful than you when I'm heating it. So therefore, when I put it into the klisheni, it's not called a klisheni. I put it into the cup. It says, that's not a klisheni. This is the klirishin which you took off the fire. When you stop the kiluah, that's klirishin shloi aleish. But till then, this is all klirishin. It says the Gael Gabi Hilchas Shabbos. This is the Gael Gabi Hilchas Isur Heter. This is the Gael Gabi Hilchas Hagola. This is the Gael Gabi Hilchas. So the Moshul, right? I want to kasher my sink. So the Mechaber holds you must arrive Tashmisha. The Rambam is cautious for me Tashmisha. Okay, so let's assume I'm not worried about Dabar Gush. I'm not worried about it. So I want to kasher my sink. So Irik Tashmisha, I want to kasher my sink. Right? How did my sink get trafed? So I had something which is a problem, say chometz, or I had something which is iser, basar kol, whatever it was, which was heated by the irik klirishin. The water heater is the klirishin. The faucet is irik klirishin, and it went into my walls. Right? So how do I kasher? I boil up a pot of water on the fire, and I go and I kasher this part, or I kasher the whole thing, whatever the situation might be. Right? Irrigation. According to Chazish, that's not true. Because the water which went into my sink went from the hot water heater, which is connected through the pipe, onto the sink. That's klirishin. That's not irrigation. That's klirishin still. I'm kasher. I'm taking my chinik off of the fire and pouring irrigation. Irrigation is a kasher klirishin. Am I making sense? So, what? What do I do? I mean, one second, slow down. So this is the Chazish's argument. Now, not everybody agrees with it, that this is his argument, you know. So the question is, how to learn up this Rashi? This Rashi, we have the Chamei Tiberi are in their place. They're being heated by the piston, whatever it is, right? They're being heated. Now you make this pipe or this trench which leads the water from the Chamei Tiberi to your Ambati. Right? And now, so right now it's all connected. So then I put it into the Ambati and I close the connection. I'm mousing it. I stop it up. So Grashi, this is the case of Klirishin Shavira Mi'alohor. It means Rashi is saying that while it's connected, it's called Klirishin Alohor, and when you disconnect, it's called Klirishin Shavira Alohor. So that's the current. That's not what the Chazanish. If you read Rashi, that's not what the Chazanish. Right? Even though it's not where the fire is heating it, but since it's all connected back to where the fire is heating it, that's all called Klirishin. So the Ambati is Klirishin. And then when I disconnected, it became klirishin, which is no longer on the fire, which is mevashel. So Zok Rebbe, you better take it to a klisheni, because a klirishin, this is a klirishin which can be mevashel. Because if you wouldn't tell it that, why don't we argue that Ambati is the klisheni? The Chamei Tiberi is the klirishin, and you poured it, as it were, from the klirishin into the Ambati, and the Ambati is the klisheni. Christ says, no, not do it. That's the diak. So Shlomo Zalman, in the footnotes in the Shir Shalom Skilfus, he mentioned this Rashi, the Chara, should be connected to this Chazanish. I don't know if he brings the Chazanish, but he brings this diak on the Rashi. A piece of total trivia, Yeshiva Red Washing trivia, when I came from my Prabhu. So part of my problem was Leroy's and Leroy's, but also Leroy's, because I knew Washington. And I couldn't believe there's going to be a real yeshiva in Washington. So I said, I got to see these Boston, who they are. So I came Sunday. I actually arrived in time for second Seder, and I went around talking to the guys who were learning. And they were learning Parakira, second Seder. They were holding a daf mem. So I spoke of learning with two guys, and I was very impressed with their ability to learn. I said, talking about this Rashi. Who are the two guys? Renan Katel and David Rosenbaum. Okay, Shkoyach, right? I had a great time choosing them and learning. And I said, wow, there is talking about Madrega of people over here, but it's talking something real. So this Rashi, this deacon is Rashi, and this conversation is part of what was conveying the fact that I came to Silver Spring. So that's part of your Greater Washington, Syria Russian trivia. You just got it right here. Okay, that was 22 Summersman, like a week, 2 weeks after Pesach, 22 years ago. It's definitely been stomach. We'll discuss the yuffle though. Okay. You can learn Rashi differently. It's late, so I'm not going to tell you. I wanted to mention something else also. I think there's another way to learn Rashi, and it's not a rise to discuss an issue. Lamaisa, what do I do? We live in a world where everything's cheap. So what, I use a cliche, why not, you know? Okay. So if somebody asks me like what to do, I tell them to use irreclamation. That's what I tell them to do. Take your pot, pour it, and it's fine. That's what I tell them. Because what I do personally, there's another issue, because on the personal issue is because the Ramah said your kosher is for me a tashmisha. You don't go with the rav tashmisha. So rav tashmisha, even if you say rav tashmisha is a kibishin, but a double gush, it's a vash, just like a kibishin, so you make some hot, you make hot noodles, and you dump them into your sink, and they fall into the sink directly, that's double gush. And I want a kosher for Pesach, noodles as far as an arachomets, and it went into the bli into the sink, went in as a davar gush, which is a pirisha, not a pirisha. It's not rov tashmisha, it's a mir tashmisha. So the makabra holds that.
That's a bigger shot. That's
right. It's only a big two. Right. So it's a chumra. When I kasher a Pesach, I kasher a kibishin. So how do you kasher a kibishin? So that's this idea of this Abba Mulubin idea. You fill up the sink, and then you take a hot brick or a hot stone, you heat it up on the fire, and you drop it into the sink. So that's considered a total ash. So it's din of ash. So it's mubash of the water, like it's kibishin. It also makes a lot of fun playing with fire, and it's, you know, so you have that mila. It's like, you know, like the Morris says in Morris and Yavam is that everything that the Gershom Matzah, he also found a way to matter it. So you're not allowed to play with fire, but at least once a year, like during Pesach time, you're allowed to burn things and you're allowed to, you know, play with the sink. You know, that's one way of looking at it. You know, for your 80 people in the world.
If you're being kosher with a thousand dish, you could wipe it to the kosher with the
You could cash it with the sink itself. Yeah, that's, you know, people, you have to first cash it before you cash it with it, you know. What?
The spigot.
You're supposed to, you know, the inside and outside. I don't know. It's an interesting question. So the AC is, that sits brought down. If you want to be machmir on it, what's which words? You don't have to be machmir. But you're machmir on the chashad. Do have a Mulubin. So the modern version of a Mulubin is the immersion heaters. So if you have it, certain types of things you can't use them, but certain things you can use it. So that's where you get this sitting at 1:30 in the morning waiting until the thing boils. The way I used to do it before I got an immersion heater, I worked out a system that immersion heater should work, but I did it with, not with a Mulubin, I did it with heated metals, pieces of metal. So I would pour directly onto it the spots. You know. So that was a lot of fun also. Okay. What? With flyers and all the good things. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Malia Yashin, you know, it's late. I don't want Malia Yashin presents a fascinating shaila. There's a bir halacha about it in Siftalim, which deals with Lecha Yashar, the Kol Hispanin. The Mora says it's Gemara Malachtan. We point out last time, the Rashi says that's an issue of Bishul. The question is, what happened to the Sugya of Makapatish? Is it a Makapatish? The Nafkamina is if this is the type of thing which cold water would also be garmered, is that a problem, A? And B, if that is, so the Mishabura being, some say that if anyone uses hot water, it's mutu, because it's not the heat which is doing it, it's not the heat which is transforming it, it's just the water. And there's no mitzvah transforming with water. Right? So the Taz says no. That even though it can be nigmar b'tzarnim, and use common, it's a problem. So those are a few problems which need to be inspired on that. You want to talk about the Namiri Klisheni, which I didn't get to either. Okay. A few things to talk about still. But, so again, I want you to walk away with is I want you to have a framework to walk away with looking at the sugya. Everything we're looking at, we're discussing the item which is nizbashul, or what are the vehicles, how to nizbashul something. That's everything, just fits into those two categories, basically. And that's it. We're good about looking at it.